Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
There is a common thread running through our motivation to help you, to coach you, to inspire you, to incentivize you, to cajole you, to beg you to think about your own liberty, your own freedom, your own prospects, your own prosperity, your own creativity, your own wealth creation. And that common thread is that there are outside influences that are trying to take your prerogatives away from you. Here's something that Thomas Jefferson wrote several hundred years ago. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their money, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson. Some years ago, John Stossel wrote a piece talking about regulatory disincentives. He says, governments don't create prosperity. He referred to Frederick Bastiat. You should be well advised to read Frederick Bastiat's book called The Law. Frederick Bastiat was a French economist who published The Law. It's a little paperback book, about 50 pages. If you request it from me, we will send you the ebook. I used to buy these books by the case and give them away to clients until we found out that we could send out the ebooks for free. You should read this book. You should have your children read it. You should have your children understand it and understand the concept of legal plunder. John Stossel describes it this way. It's ridiculous to assume you can tax the people that are working and give the money to people who are not working, and somehow this creates economic activity. You are destroying as much by taking from those who are working and creating. He refers to bridge reconstruction projects and infrastructure projects to the tune of several trillions of dollars. And these modern economists are saying, we will stimulate the economy by building infrastructure. And you all know, in the deepest part of your heart and soul, that the money has to come from somewhere. So if you are part of the vast majority of Americans who are sending fully a third of your take-home pay out in interest payments to banks, credit card companies, finance companies, automobile leasing and finance companies, mortgage companies, you might want to take note and read some of this material and get a grasp on why your money is flowing through your fingertips as fast as you earn it, and why next month doesn't look any better than this month does, why next year probably won't look any better than this year looks. It's because you've voluntarily entered into that rat wheel, where the mouse keeps on running and running and running because I guess he's fed a piece of cheese to do so. And so we're paying outside entities, banks, institutions, lenders, in many cases, toxic lenders, to take our money and feed it back to us in small increments called credit cards. Now, I was privileged to be published in an editorial, a letter to the editor, in 2009. And I said, I read with disgust that various state agency heads are reluctant to trim budgets by a proposed 5% in order to achieve solvency. Now, this is in 2009. Since 2009, very, very few senators and congressmen have proposed cutting, not even cutting the budget of the United States, but cutting the rate of spending. And even that has been met with militant disagreement and resentment and repulsion and resistance. Now, I don't know if the government is teaching the family how to mismanage its money, or if the family habits of mismanaging their money are giving license to the government to do the same. But what's happening with the clients who I work with and who are willing to be coached, who are willing to drink the Kool-Aid, as it were, and to try a different method, is that people are becoming disgusted with their own complacency. They're becoming disgusted with their own spending habits. They're becoming disgusted with how much money is flowing through their fingertips and how little money winds up in their own pot at the end of the day, month, year, and even decade. And so I'm not even suggesting that you work with us and learn about becoming your own banker. You have to make some decisions way before that. That's a strategy, possibly. That's a way of thinking. That's a model, the business model. It's a lifestyle. It's an argument that resists the Keynesian thinking, which is we can spend our way to prosperity. That's not going to happen. And you're finding that out as Americans. The vast majority, maybe not majority, but very close to 50% of Americans even are taking loans against their retirement plans. So the retirement plans that, by the way, don't even have enough money in them to finance a year or two or three of retirement income, let alone decades of retirement income. Where are we going with this? We're asking people to rethink their thinking. Become engaged with us at Alpha Mega Wealth. Talk to me, listen, and watch the podcast. Make your wealth work. The idea is you can make your wealth work if you start to take control of your wealth. The last time that you lost money, I'm sure of it, the last time you lost money in a financial enterprise, it was because you lost control of that money. You gave up control of that money. You gave control to somebody else and you asked them to enlist you in some financial program that you had no clue about understanding. But you thought you might make a quick killing and maybe catch up. You're not going to catch up by investing in things and putting money in places that you have no clue about understanding. Let's get back to basics. Let's start to understand the principles of economic prosperity, of sound money, of economics in your home, of understanding what it is to control the assets, the liabilities, the income, the outgo. We want to get the basics down. You can get these basics. You can teach your children. You can teach your children's children. If the rest of the country is going to hell in a handbasket financially, you don't have to follow. This is tough medicine. It's a rainy day, and I just feel like I need to get this information out to you so that you can start to think on your own two feet. I'm not worried about 300 million Americans hearing this message and paying no attention to it. I'm concerned about the 100 or 200 people across the country that might hear this message and say, it's time. I need to put my big boy boots on and start to get some learning, some education, some wisdom. So let us help you. Let's have a conversation. Make your wealth work. Call me and keep up with us and track what we're doing and track what we're talking about and give us some feedback. Talk to you soon.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.